In March 2026, the Utah Foundation released a major report titled Appraising Utah's Home Ownership Approaches. For years, the conversation has been about supply, building more. In this report, Utah Foundation researchers focus on the demand side of the market. Welcome to Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Today, we're tackling one of the most pressing issues in the Beehive State, the American dream of homeownership. Home prices in Utah have been rising faster than in many other states. Utah is now seen as a high-priced market for homeownership, making that goal much more difficult to achieve for first-time homebuyers. Today, we're looking at the tools, the grants, and the innovative financing models that help people actually cross the threshold into a home. We'll look at education and traditional financing, but we're going to spend some time looking at a model that's gaining steam, and that is shared equity. To understand where we are, we have to look at the latest legislative session. There's been a shift toward coordination between the state and local cities. Carson Eilers from the Utah League of Cities and Towns spoke at a recent Utah Foundation board meeting about this new era of cooperation.
I think this session was a good story, and what we at the League like to say is partnership, not preemption, meaning let's work together to try to solve these really tricky problems rather than kind of fall into the same traps as other states where it just becomes a battle of push and pull between different levels of government. So there's a couple of bills I want to highlight here in the housing space. For a little bit of context, 2 years ago, the legislative auditors did a policy study on the issue of housing in Utah. And a couple of bills that we have this session are sort of stemming from that initial effort. One of the things in that audit was it identified the need for a comprehensive state plan.
Carson pointed to specific bills like House Bill 492, which looks at the infrastructure costs of housing, the things that often make new homes so expensive before the first brick is even laid.
We're really seeing pretty stark infrastructure restrictions, whether that's new water tanks, whether that's new roads, whether that's new sewer systems, like on the system level, which typically those are paid for by impact fees. So one of the things that House Bill 492 does is it actually creates a $100 million fund with a revolving loan fund to help facilitate that infrastructure. So it'd be a competitive loan. So local governments would partner with a developer and then go and apply for that money to say, we need this new sewer tank or a new sewer lift station, for example. And that'll help us, like we've already planned for, you know, however many thousands of units over here. That'll help this project move forward. That'll help those houses get built.
While the state works on infrastructure, Utah Foundation's report identifies four key ways we can help homebuyers directly. Sean Tigan, president of the Utah Foundation, breaks down these categories.
We talk really about four different areas. Education is one of those. And it helps homebuyers beyond simply understanding the purchasing process. It can also help homebuyers know about different kinds of programs. So another portion of this report that we talk about is financing. We also have down payment assistance. That's another piece of this report that is important. That's kind of the third big chunk of this report is down payment assistance. And, you know, down payment assistance is important. It comes in the form of often of loans and grants and has been helping people get into home ownership for a long time. We also talk a little bit about that you know, government programs, government money, it can only go so far. You also need to use the market, and that you can do that with some public-private partnerships to engage the market in achieving home ownership. And I think that what we kind of talk about, this takes us to this idea about shared equity and shared equity programs across the state, and they take a variety of forms. Like this definition here is relatively general, but actually a little bit more focused on one of the three types that we really talk about in this report, or perhaps four types. Shared equity mortgages are models in which a buyer purchases part of a home and a lender invests in the future appreciation of that home with the intent to recoup their investment upon the property sales.
Shared equity is a new approach to homeownership that has an outside party, a nonprofit, a government, or an investor, share in the cost and the future value of the home. Jessica Long, a developer with Give Development, spoke about a specific rental entry model that her team is working on with the Rocky Mountain Homes Fund.
We focus a lot on housing innovation, and a part of that is affordability and innovative ways of, wealth building. And so we're fortunate enough to partner with Rocky Mountain Homes Fund, and they have a really great model where they focus now on working with healthcare workers, educators, first responders. That's kind of like their group of folks that they're looking to serve right now, who have a stable income and, you know, it seemingly would be making enough money to, in years past, maybe be able to own a home and start building equity. But in today's market, they can't. And so they're stuck in this cycle of renting. And so what Rocky Mountain Homes Fund does is they will come in and typically let the home buyer identify a home, and they will help them purchase that home and enter this 50-50 equity split model. So the home buyer does not have to pay any money for a down payment, which, as you're talking about before, is, you know, like significant down payment assistance. If you go to their website, rmhf.net, they have like this nice little video that kind of goes through like a breakdown of what this could look like. So say the down payment on a $350,000 home is $70,000. That's less out of pocket that the buyer would pay. And then they put into a savings account that's shared, essentially like what would be equivalent to first and last month's rent. But really it's going towards this mortgage. And so they pay down and they save their principal. And then after like 5 or 10 years, they get 50% appreciation. And so instead of putting that money towards rent, they're sharing in this equity and participating in wealth building. They can either then refinance and take ownership fully of that home, or they can take their equity and roll it into another home.
The rental entry approach that Jessica spoke of is one of several types of shared equity. Another is community land trusts, and that topic is coming up again and again. And yet another approach focuses on shared equity mortgages. That approach, though, is not without some risk, and the Utah Foundation report says some shared equity programs could be seen as predatory. But the report also looks at a fair share program sponsored by the lending platform Homium. It's based on the idea that Homium receives only the exact equity share that it lends at origination. For example, if Homium provides a $100,000 down payment on a $500,000 home, it would receive exactly a 20% share of the appreciation value when the house is sold or refinanced. Other private foundations are getting involved through fair share appreciation models. Bryson C. Garbett from the Garbett Family Foundation discussed their work with Homium and the Utah Dream Fund.
It's basically like investing in the home. We did it into their green sleeve program. So homes that are energy efficient and meet certain energy standards, they would do this program with. At this point, we haven't seen any of those homes actually transact. So the details on some of like how it would work and all of that is still up in the air, because we just haven't seen them actually get any buyer to take that program and purchase one of the homes that qualifies for it.
And while these programs can lower a prospective homeowner's monthly payment into an affordable range, reporters at a media briefing on the new report asked about the motives of investors using the shared equity approach. Sean Tyken highlighted the balance between doing good and making the model sustainable.
Right now, it's this altruistic approach, but I think that the idea that they've got behind this is that it turns into a market approach where they're like, we want to make some money here. We want to at the end of the day, have people make money so that more and more people use these types of programs.
The Utah Foundation report concludes there is no single silver bullet solution to the increasingly difficult problem of home ownership in Utah. Education helps. The Utah Housing Corporation's financing remains a staple, and down payment assistance goes a long way. But in a high-cost environment, shared equity and community land trusts offer a way to structurally lower the cost of entry for the next generation of Utahns. You can read the full report, Appraising Utah's Home Ownership Approaches, at utahfoundation.org. Special thanks to Carson Eilers, Sean Tigan, Jessica Long, and Bryson C. Garbett for their insights. The Utah Foundation is a privately funded public policy research group founded in 1945. Our mission is to inform and engage Utahns with illuminating, independent, nonpartisan public policy research. Thanks for listening to Utah Thrives. I'm Dan Bomas.